Bill Barnwell, respected NFL writer. Used to be a friend of the show. Haven't talked to him in a couple years. Make sure I still have his number. Don't call ever again. Ah, never mind. So we'll move on from that. But Bill Barnwell, what he does here today, and this came out this morning, pardon me, 6:15, playmakers, ranking teams by playmakers, not quarterbacks, talk running backs, tight ends, wide receivers. And as Bill stresses, not saying these are the best offenses in the NFL, but which team has the best group of playmakers for their quarterback. Not, let's stretch, no O-line, no special teams, wide receivers, tight ends, running backs. Ravens come in. Now, before I told you, and don't spoil it for the people, but if I would have told you, where would the Ravens rate looking at Henry, the wideouts, and the tight end room, what would you have said?
See, I think the Ravens are deep at running back. I think they have the best tight end room in the league. And I think, you know, you got a Pro Bowl receiver in Zay Flowers, and you got an up and comer with Bateman, and then you got D-Hop. So I would say the Ravens should be in the top three.
All right. Well, the top three, according to Bill Barnwell, Cincinnati Bengals, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Chase Brown, who we talked about with Skinner, who if you project his numbers over the course of 17, he's got almost 2,000 yards total offense. Well, he didn't play 17 games, but when he did play, he was extremely, extremely effective. And Chase might be the best receiver in football.
Yes.
And Higgins is certainly in the category.
Their receivers are better. They got the best receiver tandem in the league.
But Mike Gesicki?
Yeah. You and I block better than he does.
All right. Number two was Detroit. All right. Running back room, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah.
David Montgomery, bring it on.
Yeah.
Wide receivers, St. Brown. Jameson Williams.
He's gotten better.
Yeah. I mean, bring it on. Tight ends. They got things rolling there.
Like LaPorta.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. So, okay.
I got no problem with Detroit.
We got that. Number one, Philly. Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
Their receivers, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. All right.
Tight end.
I mean, is he still Goddard where he was? I mean, Calcaterra had his moments. But all right. Well, they're okay. All right. Barkley was transcendent player last year.
But I could say, Bob, that Barkley and Henry are a wash. Ravens tight ends are better than the Eagles tight end.
Yeah.
And Zay Flowers was a Pro Bowler. Did any of their guys make the Pro Bowl?
Hold on. Number four was San Francisco. Christian McCaffrey's been banged up, right?
Yeah.
Juwan Jennings had a nice year. Ricky Pearsall, they're expecting good things from him.
Okay.
All right. Tight end, you got Kittle.
Uh-huh.
All right. Number five. It's not the Ravens. It's the Rams. Puka Nacua, they brought in Devontae Adams. All right. You got Williams, the running back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tight end. Okay. All right.
Who's their tight end?
Higbee.
Yeah.
Okay. Nolan, you agreeing or disagreeing with any of this?
I mean, the Rams might be the first one where I push back a little bit.
Okay.
But like, well, Niners too.
Yeah, Niners. Yeah,
I mean, the McCaffrey stuff is getting a little ridiculous. Like, we pointed out, I think it was Pete Prisco, like his top 100 players from a month ago, and how high McCaffrey still was. I'm like, if you're going just based off of last year, you shouldn't even be in the conversation.
All right. Vikings were six.
They got
another wide receiver duo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tight ends. They got Oliver and
Hockenson.
Yeah. Those are good.
And Aaron Jones, good running back.
Kind of has been.
Number seven. Well, he had a good year last year.
Yeah.
Number seven, Tampa Bay. All right. Bucky Irving. Godwin Evans, Godwin coming back from a significant injury. McMillan had a bust-out year. You know, Kate Otten. I'm pushing back on that one.
It seems like there's a heavier emphasis placed on wide receiver here. I know it's the full skill position complement, the full picture, but if I'm connecting dots here, like Vikings, strong wide receiver duo, the rest of the group, kind of Same thing with Tampa Bay. Strong wide receiver duo. Rest of the group, take it or leave it. You know,
Well, if we just went through the wide receivers, just go through the wide receivers, Bob, yeah, I would say, yeah, Cincinnati would be number one, probably. Minnesota would probably be two. Philly'd be up there. You know, Detroit's... I could say Detroit and the Ravens are about to, you know...
They seem the most balanced.
Yeah.
Across all three spots.
Ravens come in at eight.
Yeah, that's...
Derrick Henry, 1,900-plus yard season. I think we all agree that might be a reach, but 1,500 yards of double-digit touchdowns, averaging over 5 yards a carry, that is certainly realistic. But wide receiver, where it seems as though Bill's got a problemo, because they don't have a A.J. Brown-level guy, at least proven.
Zay was Pro Bowler.
Zay. Bateman had a bust-out season. Yeah.
Hopkins 17 is not, yards a carry,
not
catch.
What he was in his prime years, as we all know. Andrews had a ton of TDs, but averaged, 40 yards a game receiving. Barnwell's basically saying there's a lot of weapons for Lamar to throw to where no one can really rise up and be that third guy.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of goes against the whole point of the exercise, I would think.
Sure.
It's about the...
I'm just saying, this is what he's saying.
Yeah, no, I got you. But I do think it comes down to receiver. That's what I'm guessing and gathering here. And, I mean, look, we talk about Bateman a lot here because he's a Raven and, you know, it's kind of the focus. But be honest, outside of Baltimore, I really don't know how many waves he's making quite yet. Last year was a breakout.
Yeah.
What he does this year could go a long way in that, maybe even a Pro Bowl nod. But I think, like, Zay Flowers... Because of his draft status, the fact that he was good right away, there were no growing pains, Pro Bowler in year two, he's a little more on the national radar. Bateman, maybe a little more buried right now.
I would say this, though, about Bateman, because what did we just go through with Bateman? I mean, Eric supposedly told the agent, hey, go shop him. Dallas called Green Bay. They had a lot of people calling.
Yeah.
You know, so I think he's, you know, probably more respected in, you know, the football, the scouting area and stuff, because he's such a good route runner and all those things. And I think his analytics are real good, too, I think.
Yeah, and as Barnwell points out, Bateman, who did have the bust-out season, and you said making waves. Hey, a year ago at this time, the only way we thought he would be making is bye-bye to another team. But he doesn't get the opportunities to expand on the 17 yards per reception and, you know, nine touchdowns. Interesting stat he pointed out about Zay Flowers, though. And throws traveling more than 30 yards in the air. Just one catch and six drops. Zay Flowers.
And let me go back to, like, his college day. That was the thing about him. He had 23 drops in college, if I recall correctly. You know, so that was kind of one of the issues. I don't recall, like, just thinking, like, damn, Zay dropped another deep one. I don't recall.
I was going to say the same thing. I mean, yeah. I'm wondering, what are we judging drops by? I mean, usually when we talk about the deep ball, it's more about, well, Lamar overthrew him.
Right.
Underthrew him, something like that.
But going back to previous Hollywood Brown, the game in Detroit where Tucker had to kick the 60. Oh, he had three drop touchdowns in the first half in air yards. But anyway, but eight, break it down all you want. Too low.
Oh, way too low.
I just think there's way more balance here. They might not have the, you know, the number one all-pro level receiver. But there's a lot there, man. A lot to choose from. And the running back group.
Bob, they're number one in the league in offense last year. Number one or number two in scoring. Number one in rushing offense. And number seven in passing offense. And, you know, you're number eight?
Again, this isn't offenses, just skill position.
Well, those are the guys that are making your offenses.
But I'm assuming once he gets, I would assume, I could be wrong, once he rates offenses, then the Ravens are going to be way higher than number eight. They better be.
Also, maybe just a thought here, but I feel like a lot of the narrative around Lamar, when we start talking about his MVP seasons and everything and his worthiness, a lot of people will point to, well, look at the players around him. And that was always the thing with Lamar. 2019, he was impressive. If you were trying to knock him at all, the instant pushback would be, well, hey, name me his three receivers from that season. You can't, because they were all no-name scrubs or average at best. So
they were blockers.
Exactly. I mean, Seth Roberts was doing damage in that 2019 offense. So that should tell you everything.
So he dropped that pass.
So maybe for Barnwell and other national writers, there's still this sense of Lamar's kind of carrying everything on his shoulders, which has become less true in recent years.
False. When we come back, Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. Orioles Mets coming up at 7 o'clock. It's a national TV extravaganza. Baltimore Baseball tonight at 6. Me, Ryan Ripken, Joe LaCroix, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services.